So 60 days at GM, but only 30 days for Chrysler to make a deal with Fiat. Joining us now is BBC Rome correspondent David Willey. David, the offer yesterday from Barack Obama was, in theory, if a deal can be done in the next 30 days, there's $6 billion available to Fiat from the U.S. Federal Treasury. Is that attractive? And how is this being covered over there in Rome?
It's very attractive indeed. There's been some very positive comment this morning from the leaders of Italian industry. The president of the Federation of Italian Industries, Emma Marcigaglia, has said that she's really happy. And so has Luca di Montezemolo, who's the president of Fiat and also the president of the Ferrari, which is owned partly by Fiat. So I think there's high expectations here. Even from leading politicians have said that they think this is a very, very good solution. Fiat is Italy's largest private employer, and there's been a lot of worry here in recent years that it was going down the tubes, just like the American car manufacturers. But the arrival on the scene a couple of years ago of Sergio Marchionne, who is an Italian entrepreneur who's spent a lot of time in the United States and in Canada, seems to have turned the fortunes of Fiat around.
Well, you know, one interesting thing is, and I'm wondering how that plays in Europe, is, you know, Fiat, in theory, is getting Chrysler for, a tenth or less of what Cerberus bought it for, and maybe a 100th of what Daimler, the Germans, bought it for. Not bad.
Could be a very, very good deal, but don't lose sight of the fact that the car industry in Europe here is also in a state of some flux as a result of the global meltdown. Fiat has been looking around very carefully for a suitable partner, because I think Sergio Marchionne realizes that alone, Fiat can't do it. It's been looking for an alliance. And now, with the Chrysler deal, I see the Financial Times in London is suggesting that it could be a deal which is also going to bring the French Peugeot group into this new alliance. So I think we have to see over the next 30 days, as you were saying, what's going to happen.
Why did the Fiat stock go down yesterday?
Well, it's gone up today.
It's gone up today, okay.
Yeah.
So it's bouncing around.
Yeah, it's bouncing around. And this morning it's up. It was up 7.8% when the markets opened. So, I think everybody here is pretty happy about. And Mr. Marchionne himself is in the United States already negotiating. So the hope here is that something will happen. You see, Fiat for many years although it was an international company, it had a big monopoly inside in the domestic market here. Everybody in Italy used to buy Fiat cars. Well, this all changed 10
years ago. And both companies are internationalized from this deal. 30 days from now, if Fiat and Chrysler get together, it will internationalize both of them even more. David Willey, BBC Rome correspondent, thanks so much.